Hi, I'm Dr. Steven Krieger, a neurologist at the Corey Goldsmith Dickinson Center for Multiple Sclerosis at Mount Sinai in New York. I'm reporting to you from Medscape about new updates in MS therapeutics, including those that were presented at the ACTRIMS meeting in February of 2018. I'll start with recent data presented by Dr. Lana Ryerson and colleagues from NYU on extended interval dosing with natalizumab. Now, of course, natalizumab is a highly efficacious therapy for relapsing MS, typically dosed intravenously every 4 weeks or every 28 days. But we know that the use of natalizumab is constrained by the risk of PML. And we have several factors that help us to personalize that risk or stratify it, including positive JC antibodies, the duration on natalizumab, prior history of immune suppressants, and also the JC antibody index. What Dr. Ryerson and colleagues did in their recent study was look at another factor that might help to minimize and judge PML risk in individual patients, and that is extended interval dosing. They studied the TOUCH registry of natalizumab-treated patients, which in total includes around 90,000 people, and looked at 35,000 patients for whom positive JC antibodies had been recorded. And what they found was, by looking at those patients who had received extended interval natalizumab dosing, 5 weeks up to 12 weeks rather than the usual every 4 weeks, they found that the cumulative risk of PML in those patients who'd received extended interval dosing was dramatically lower than those who had received standard every 4 week dosing. Because this was real world data, they used different definitions of extended intervals, including extended intervals just in the past 18 months or extended intervals of dosing extending out to the entire duration of treatment for individual patients. And irrespective of how they defined it, extended interval dosing, typically in the 5 to 8 week range, correlated with or seemed to yield much lower rates of PML. The numbers looking out at the full interval were reduced over 90%. Now, the authors of this study commented that this is hypothesis generating, and indeed the TOUCH registry doesn't include data on efficacy, and it also doesn't include data on the JC antibody index. So this was patients that were organized into simply being JC positive or negative. That said, I think it raises intriguing questions about how we can use natalizumab in the safest possible way, particularly in our JC positive patients, and I look forward to seeing where this work continues to go. A second study that was presented at the ACTRIMS meeting in February of 2018 was the clinical results for the phase 2 trial of ibutilast in progressive multiple sclerosis. Now, back at ECTRIMS in the fall of 2017, we saw the top line data, which showed that ibutilast versus placebo reduced the rate of brain atrophy in this cohort of progressive patients by around 50%. And that was a terrific number. We have rarely seen other agents, particularly in progressive MS, slow the rates of brain atrophy by 50%. But everyone was very interested to see what the clinical data would look like. And at the ACTRIMS meeting, Dr. Naismith presented the clinical outcomes, the secondary endpoints from this SPRINT MS study, showing that ibutilast versus placebo reduced the risk of sustained accumulation of disability by 26%. Now, to put that in context, the reduction of risk for disability in progressive patients by 26% is a pretty decent number, and particularly noting that this is not an immune suppressant the way many of our other medicines in development for MS in general and progressive MS in particular have been. So it raises the intriguing possibility that not only does this agent slow brain atrophy, but it may decrease the risk of sustained disability as well. And we'll look forward to see this move into, hopefully, a phase 3 study where clinical disability endpoints would be the primary endpoint. Finally, some sobering news on the MS therapeutics front. Daclizumab was an agent approved for multiple sclerosis in the fall of 2016. This is a self-injected monoclonal antibody. And this agent was considered a high-potency agent and typically used second or third line for patients who had a suboptimal response to other MS therapeutics. But it was just pulled off the global market by Biogen at the request of the EMA after several cases of encephalitis, emerged in Europe. Now, while we don't have a lot of details yet on the nature of those encephalitis cases, were they infectious? Were they autoimmune encephalitides? The decision remains that teclizumab has been pulled off the global market, both in the US and in Europe. And so any patients that have been treated with teclizumab, we need to have conversations with them about transitioning them to other therapies and also being mindful of the possible emergence of encephalitis in these cases. I think more broadly, this relates to the risks that we take on treating patients with MS with complex immune modulating therapies. And it circles back to the data we've just seen for natalizumab on extended interval dosing. We must continue to look for efficacy, obviously, to treat our patients well, but being cognizant of the risks, making novel attempts to both stratify those risks and minimize them, will allow us to take the best possible care of our MS patients. So that's the news in MS therapeutic updates for March 2018, reporting for Medscape. This is Stephen Krieger at Mount Sinai. Thank you.